Thank you for tuning in for today's sermon. Today's sermon is going to be called, I Never Knew You. And the verse that we're going to be looking into at today will be Matthew 7, 21 through 23. And we'll get back to that. I want you to open your Bibles and have that ready for when we go through that verse. But right now, I want you to look at your life now and imagine you're dead, standing in front of Jesus, and he tells you to depart from me. I never knew you. Do you have that thought in your mind? Hold on to that thought, because we're going to come back to that thought. I want you to think about your life right now before you stand in front of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. What are we supposed to do in our lives? To follow the Father's will. Our Father in heaven has a personal will for us to do and a general will. I want to ask you two questions. Do you know your personal will the Father has called you to do? Is it to preach, be a missionary, start a church, or be an evangelist? My next question is, do you know God's general will for everyone? I'm going to tell you, are you ready? It's to lay hands on the sick, to cast out demons, and also to provide for the needy. Being a true disciple of Christ is laying down our wants and desires. We are to replace them. The kingdom desires of Jesus Christ. We need to be like Jesus. We need to forgive. We need to love. We need to pray. We need to serve. We need to be holy and righteous. We need to be a peacemaker. We need to crucify our flesh daily and follow Jesus. We need to lay hands on the sick. We need to cast out demons. We need to provide for the needy. Now remember that thought, going to heaven. It's not just being a good person. A lot of good people in the eyes of the flesh will not make it to heaven. We need to be good according to God, following the Lord and not this world. We need to follow the Father's will so that way we won't be in this situation. You know what this reminds me of? You know, of a little scene from, I don't know if you remember watching the movie Left Behind. And Kirk Cameron is in the movie. He's talking to his friend in the movie. I forget the name of his character. It'll come back to me. But anyways, and he's talking to his friend, right? And his friend is like totally far from Jesus. And his friend's trying to argue the point that, hey, man, I live a good life. I'm not perfect, you know. And he's like, according to what standards, yours or God's? So I ask you this question, like, are you good in your standards or God's standards? Because on the day of judgment, how is God going to judge you accordingly? I want to ask you these questions. Have you ever stolen before? What does that make you? Makes you a thief. Have you ever told a lie? What does that make you? A liar. Have you ever committed adultery? And adultery just doesn't mean that, you know, physically. You know, Jesus also said if you look at a woman with lust, you've committed a sin. You've committed adultery in your heart. So if God judges you according to those standards, what does that make you? That makes you a liar. That makes you an adulterer. And then if you ever stole anything, that makes you a thief too, if you've stolen anything. Or anything, you know, that's wrong in the eyes of God. That's exactly what you are. And if he judges you according to those standards, are you going to heaven? I can tell you the answer to that. The answer to that is no, you're not going to heaven. Because the road to heaven is narrow. Few will make it. But broad is the road leading to the gates of hell. And many will make it there. I'm not trying to scare you or put fear, but you should have the fear of the Lord in your heart. I think we've all done some stupid things in our lifetime. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I mess up, I'm able to ask for his forgiveness. Does it mean that we go on accordingly and keep on sinning in our lives? No. But I want you to hold on to that thought that I told you to hold on to. And I want you to think about what I said just now, and this is an example. If God judges you according to his standards, not your standards, not your fleshly standards of the term good. See, we don't want to be in that situation. I don't want any of you to be in that situation. I wouldn't want to be in that situation of being like, but Lord, I did this, this, and this, and he's like, I never knew you'd depart from me. That's not what the Lord wants. The Lord wants to know us. The Lord wants to have communion with us. He wants us to come to him, to rest in him, to abide in him. He wants us to pray to him. He wants to do the will of the Father. He knows you're not perfect. He knows you're going to mess up, but he's right there. All you got to do is ask for his forgiveness and repent and turn away from your sin. Yeah. I mean, you're probably like, yeah, it's that easy. Now, I'm not saying that a lot of you are going to be delivered from what some people are delivered instantly from things they struggle with. Some it takes years. But Jesus is right there with you every step of the way. He gives you so many chances. He doesn't want you to be that person that he has to tell, I never knew you, depart from me. He wants to tell you, I love you, my faithful servant, my child, with open arms and love, because he loves all of us. He doesn't want any of us to perish. The Father, Heavenly Father, he sent Jesus down to die for us. It's real. Either you feel it or not, or believe it or not, it's real. So let's go ahead and open up our Bibles right now. Or open up your Bible apps, whatever works. And go to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to read out of verses 21 through 23. And it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, or that many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in you in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. I'm going to let that sink in. I'm going to let that sink in and soak in. And I want you to think about that while we take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Achieve radiant health, normalized body weight, and abundant joy with HB Naturals at the website hbnaturals.com/672605. Try their Nova Coffee, Cognitive Formula Smart Coffee, their CBD Coffee, also their Weight Loss, Slimmer Max, and they also have a body detox tea called Vitalite. They're confident their products will meet your high standards because they always meet theirs. Other products include biominerals, superfoods, personal care, pet products, essential oils, and more. HB Naturals, Heart and Body Naturals, was launched with one simple purpose: share the synergistic healing trilogy products formulated by the healing power of plants provided by our Creator. Learn more about HB Naturals, check out their products, and can also contact Jason Beck today if you're interested in starting your own business with HB Naturals. Start your perfect side hustle sharing Heart and Body Natural products and winning. Get paid instantly. Withdraw your earnings. Check out their products. Check out the opportunity today. That's hbnaturals.com/672605. You can also get in touch with Jason Beck on Instagram at beckman7723, on Twitter at idlifeisgreat, and on Facebook at jason.beck.18294. Check out the website. Contact him today for HB Naturals. Do plants, not pills.
So good to have you all back. Praise God. So I want to challenge you, each of you. Do you want to serve Jesus and love others? Or do you want to be the one that Jesus never knew? You have a decision to make this week. Today. I wouldn't put it off for this week. I'll put today, the week that we're in today, right now. You have a decision to make. What is it going to be? Are you going to be the one where Jesus is, welcome, my faithful and blessed servant? Or are you going to be the one where Jesus is like, I never knew you? And you're like, wait a minute, Lord, but I did this, this, and that. Depart from me. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. I think at some point we have been those workers of lawlessness. Some point of our lives, or maybe more than once. Or we wanted to feed the desires of the flesh. Sorry. I do fumble with my words sometimes. So, you know, we all have our own struggles, you know. I think even Moses had a hard time speaking himself sometimes. You should try, listening to me record an audiobook. How many bloopers I have on there. But we're all humans. We make mistakes. But getting back, that's what we need to do, is you need to decide that today. And I want to give you all the opportunity to make that decision right now. I want you all right now to say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, change my life. Help me to be real, authentic. Help me to turn from my evil ways. And I ask that the Holy Spirit guide me and direct me. Father, Lord, Father God, help me, reveal to me the personal will, but help me to follow your will, the will of the Father. And this time I want to pray for everybody. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all the beautiful people that are listening right now. Father God, I just want to just ask that you let them know and that you love them so much, that you're there for them. Open arms. Open arms. If they're still breathing and kicking and alive, it is not too late. It is not too late to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. Yes, Lord, I will do your will. I will live for you. Less of me and more of you. And that's my prayer for everybody. All of us, including myself, all of us. Less of me and more of you. I just ask you to keep everyone safe this week. I pray for healing for anybody that needs to be healed. And I pray that if anyone still has a heavy heart, that's still in that misdirection, doesn't know what direction to go, I just ask that you open, put your hands on their shoulder, whisper in their ear that you love them and you're there for them to turn to you, to abide in you, and to come to you. Run to Lord Jesus. Run to Jesus Christ. Run to God's Son. Don't run into this world, to death and destruction, but run to life everlasting with the Heavenly Father, with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all the heavenly angels and all the people that are already in heaven right now. I ask this in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to thank a personal thank you to anyone that has continued to help support the podcast and, you know, the Jason Beck Show, and also, you know, listening to the sermons and listening to the devotionals and stuff. I wanted to thank you all for that so much. I wouldn't be able to do it without you, but this is a listener-supported podcast. You know, I'm not getting paid huge amounts of, you know, of ad revenue or anything like that. Any blessings have come from you guys. You know, any of the products you have bought, you know, so I'm asking right now, I need your help. For me to keep doing this and having more time for the podcast and being able to share the love of Jesus and continue to preach, to be able to preach a lot more, because that's what I want, to be able to preach a lot more, but we all need resources. I need your help in order to do that. But most importantly, we need to help those around us that are in need too. I also do have that friend that still needs help. I need help too. I'm in need. I need help paying for my car repairs. You know, it sucks. I think at some point in our lives, we've all been down in the dumps, or we're like, I think it's been a tough year for a lot of us, but I need your help. I need your help, or help in supporting the show. You know, on a monthly basis, you can do a one-time basis through PayPal or Venmo. Venmo, I think that's what it is. You can also any of the products. In fact, you know what, the little promo advertisement you heard as we took a break, you know, for HB Naturals. You know, they have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful products. You also got my Patriot Supply. The link is down below in the description. For any of you that have not gotten gear yet or shirts on Spreadshirt, I do have a little bit more designs that you can buy. I also have a few products on Amazon, and got a few books out too, for no content and low content books as well. Also, you can help support the show that way as well. And I think that's about all. You know, the rest of it, you can just look in the description box below. You can follow me on Facebook, follow on YouTube as well. I'm not really that active on YouTube, but, you know, I do have other YouTube channels I'm starting up, but, you know, my main channel, I'm not that active, but you're welcome to follow on there as well. And not much else. I just appreciate y'all, love y'all, and have a wonderful and blessed day, week, night, morning, whatever it is, whatever time it is, where you're at. Take care. Bye-bye.